This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have a very special guest. His name is Guy Latour. He is the CEO for BreathTech Biomedical Incorporated. They're trading under the OTC, under the ticker symbol BTHCF. They're also found on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol BTH. Guy, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jason, and thanks for having us on the show.
Guy, I'd like to find out a little bit about yourself and tell us a little bit of how you became the CEO for BreathTech Biomedical.
Sure, I'd be glad to. I've been in the medical device industry for over 25 years, have a lot of deep experience in both product development, regulatory strategies, as well as business development strategies. And the company reached out to me in February earlier this year. They were looking for a consultant to help manage the technical phase of our University of Florida technology, which we can discuss here in a minute. So I went ahead and jumped on board. I found the technology fascinating. The team seemed like a great team. I worked with these guys for about 4 months. In about June, they asked me to consider being the CEO. At that point, I felt very comfortable with the team, the technology, and the direction the company was going, so I decided to jump on board.
Exceptional. Now, your technology, nothing short, is a game changer in the medical industry, in my opinion. Now, I want you to tell our listeners what your breath detection technology will do for the medical field.
Sure, I'd be glad to. We have two technology platforms. One technology is from the University of Florida. It's called Field Asymmetric Ion Mobility Spectroscopy, or FAMS. Essentially, it's the same technology that's used at the airport to sniff out explosives. And I'm sure you've seen the TSA agents taking swabs of your suitcase and putting the swab in a device. Well, essentially, that's also a field asymmetric ion mobility spectroscopy technology, but we're readapting the technology to be able to detect biomarkers or volatile organic compounds in the breath. So the device obviously has to be readapted for that. And most importantly, we're designing the device to be portable or handheld so it can be used at the point of care. The other technology we have is called the Nanos, and that was developed by Professor Hossam Hayek at the Technion Institute, the University of Israel. That device is much further along in the development cycle and essentially works a little bit different than the FAMS device in that it's got an array of nanomaterial-based detectors that pick up hundreds of volatile organic compounds in the breath. So both of these technologies will give the clinician, and again, the clinician can be in an emergency room, it can be in a private office setting, or other healthcare settings like the quick stop medical facilities that they have in Walgreens and CVS, etc. So the goal of the device is to be able to help the physician screen patients for diseases. And if the test is positive, of course, then the physician has the ability to recommend what we call the standard of care testing, and they can conduct that testing without wasting a bunch of time and money, essentially. So the FAMS technology, we have a very broad field of use, and we'll be looking at a number of different disease states with that. The Nanos technology, our field of use is not quite as broad. It's infectious diseases, and we'll be doing some clinical evaluation of that technology starting here this month. So both technologies essentially will give the physician the ability to get a quick screening of a patient for a particular disease state and make a recommendation to the patient to do further testing or tell the patient, don't worry about it, you seem to be okay. Essentially. So that's our goal.
That is amazing. So basically, this breath technology can identify anything that's medically wrong with a person, whether that they're suffering from an infectious disease or a life-threatening illness or anything like that?
Yeah, that's correct. And again, it's all based on the biomarkers in the breath. I think in 2011, there was the first report of dogs having the ability to smell cancer in patients. So that sparked the interest of the scientific community, and scientists felt like, okay, well, what are these dogs smelling? So clearly there's chemical compounds that they're smelling from humans, and that sort of sparked the interest in the field, and the research really started at that point. So it's a relatively early field of research, but the potential, as you said, can be quite enormous and impactful.
Absolutely. The possibilities just seem endless in the medical field with this new technology. When do you feel that this technology could be available to general practitioners?
Well, again, medical devices, again, the thing that really takes the longest amount of time is the clinical validation of these types of technologies, as well as the regulatory path. So both technologies are going to have to go through clinical evaluation. As I said, the Nanos technology, we're starting a study up in Vancouver this month as the beginning of its clinical evaluation process. But we believe that we could get to market. Probably our first device can be in the marketplace within 3 years.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so it's got. We have a lot of work to do, but you know, we're laying the plans out now, and you know, 3 years is not too far off in the future, and we're hoping to have clinical utility with these devices by then.
Exceptional. Again, my guest today is Guy Latour. He is the CEO for BreathTech Biomedical Incorporated. They're trading under the OTC under the ticker symbol BTHCF and on the Canadian Stock Exchange under BTH. Now, Guy, let me draw back a little bit here for you. As the new CEO of BreathTech Biomedical, what are your goals over the next 12 to 24 months?
Sure. Well, of course, my goal is to develop a commercialization plan that advances both of these technology platforms. And of course, what we're doing now is laying the groundwork required for product development, clinical validation, and regulatory path to market for both of these technologies. Mm-hmm. Along with this plan, of course, the company's focusing on building a team of consultants with deep expertise in each of these areas. We're busy doing this now and have consultants on board, and they're working with the BreathTech team to develop and execute the plan. So we really got to keep our eye on the ball here for the first 24 months. There's lots of work to do on both of these technology platforms, and my goal is to make sure we have the right plan in place, that everyone's doing what they need to do, and that we're executing on the plan, and of course, we're building value for our investors.
Absolutely. So now, you, going back to your breath analyzer, what applications beyond the clinics and physician offices do you see that this application could be used for?
Well, you know, as I said earlier, these devices are going to be used in doctor's offices and clinics and emergency rooms, but there's probably a broader application. You know, these devices are going to be portable. And have portable devices that can be used by healthcare providers working in countries where infectious diseases are a problem, or there are outbreaks in infectious diseases. So, for example, Ebola, as we saw last year, was a significant issue, and having the ability to screen people in the field to determine who has that virus, who needs to be isolated, is of course of critical value. More recently, the Zika virus, as we're seeing, is now showing up in the United States, and the implications of that are significant, especially with pregnant women. So we could see a device like this being used by you know, screening agents at airports or other ports of entry into the U.S. and try and screen people as they're traveling across borders to identify those who might be infected with the virus before they get into the general population. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of field uses for these devices as they're portable, and we see them being used in applications like this and other applications as well.
That's just incredible. And also, I could even see this going to like the CDC and detecting harmful chemicals and possibly even detect terror threats, you know, before they could infect a large number of people.
Yeah, clearly there's a lot of companies that are interested in that space. That's a little bit beyond what our initial targets are for the technologies, but you know, clearly those kinds of applications are on our radar screen, and we're trying to determine what other areas of application that these technologies might be relevant in.
Absolutely. Again, my guest today is Guy Latour. He is the CEO for BreathTech Biomedical Incorporated. They're trading under the OTC under the ticker symbol BTHCF and on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol BTH. Now, Guy, you know, at the end of our conversation here, I'd like to leave this room for you to be able to go over anything that we didn't get to discuss with our listeners today and give out your website as well before we wrap up.
Yeah, sure. Again, to the listeners and to the investors that are on board and staying with us, we appreciate your support. We have a lot of great things that are going on right now at BreathTech. We're trying to put the mechanisms in place to better communicate that to the investors. I know some of you who I've spoken to recently have felt we're not doing a good job with communication, so we will do a much better job. We think that the company is in a great space at a great time. This recent meeting that we attended in Zurich, which we had a very successful presentation at, clearly told us that it's a very young field. There's a limited amount of companies in the space, and we're in the right place at the right time. So again, to our listeners, we hope that you follow us, continue to support us, and for those that haven't looked at BreathTech, we urge you to take a look at the company and what we're doing.
Absolutely. Again, my guest today, Guy Latour with BreathTech Biomedical Incorporated. They're a technology company that is coming out with amazing advancements in breath technology and analyzing for early screening of life-threatening diseases. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, Guy, and we want to have you back here in the next couple months just to, you know, see how the progress is coming with your new technology.
Well, thanks, Jason. It was a pleasure to be here with you and your audience, and we look forward to our next conversation.